It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got some big topics to whack into this morning. We're going to talk a bit about the partnership visas, the zero carbon bill, but let's start with the armed police teams because this is a big one at the moment. So there are some fears at the moment that the new armed police teams are extending their brief already, perhaps being used for lower risk responses and preventative patrolling, in quotes there. This is coming after this arrest in Hamilton over the weekend. Are you worried about this? And at what point would your government step in and say this needs cabinet oversight?
Yeah, so these, ultimately even the establishment of these teams was an operational decision for the police. And as you can imagine, we have separation between those operational decisions by police and us as politicians. But nevertheless, I of course am interested in the decision behind the establishment of the teams and how they're operating. I was with the Minister of Police when he got asked a question about a road stop, and he had been briefed on that and advised that in that case it was the person who was stopped had a warrant for their arrest. So that was quite a specific case. But more generally, the idea of these teams, which are being trialled for 6 months, is that because we do increasingly have call-outs where there are either weapons involved or warrants issued where there are known to be weapons on a property, we do, in those cases, want to use people who are trained so that we can de-escalate if anything occurs. And so the idea is to have trained professionals to stop there being an issue with guns or any guns fired. Now, we have trained individuals that usually are on call doing general duties who will be called in and then brought to situations. The idea is in higher populated areas, you have those teams available on an ongoing basis so they don't come off general duties or anywhere else and have to go into a station, get changed into their kit and come out, but they're available around the clock. It has been trialled, and I will be looking, with interest at the outcomes of the way that it's worked and the responses. I'm sure the Commissioner of Police will be as well.
Well, obviously this is, as you say, a trial period, but internationally there are a lot of problems with armed policing of ethnic minorities particularly. Are you concerned that we could see similar issues in Aotearoa with the introduction of these patrols?
So I think a couple of things there. This is not the general arming of the police, and I will always stand opposed to that. That is not New Zealand, and I think we have to do everything we can to avoid a situation of the general arming of the police. These armed response teams, they're essentially, you'll already know and see that when we have armed incidents, we already have those teams that are brought in. So it's those same teams. So we already have them in existence already. And the whole idea is that they are specially trained so that you don't see someone who, a situation like what you might see overseas where you've got a general duties police officer who gets in a situation where they're not used to using weapons use them inappropriately. The whole idea is to absolutely avoid those situations with those who are specially trained, who are already part of our New Zealand police forces, but are available on a 24/7 basis for those situations where they might be in an armed call-out.
This sort of links into talking about our next topic, which is the partnership visas. So you've decided to step in when it comes to Immigration New Zealand's policies on partnership visas after an upset from the Indian community. Now, this is also an operational matter, but you've chosen to intervene with this one. Why step in for this one and not for this armed police thing?
I have to explain. That one's a bit different because actually what Immigration New Zealand did was change the way they were operating. So without necessarily aligning with something that was a cabinet decision. So I'll give you a little bit of context, and sorry if it gets a bit technical. Back in 2003, cabinet of the day made a decision to create a special visa category that helped deal with cultural marriages and relationships. It's then up to Immigration New Zealand to operationalise that decision. They did it in such a way that there was inconsistent application with the way that it was applied. But that kind of occurred for an ongoing basis for, a number of years. In May this year, Immigration New Zealand decided that they wanted a more consistent way of operating, so they changed their instructions. And the upshot of that was we got a lot of people who were started being declined. Now, the view is that that wasn't in keeping with necessarily the decision that actually was made by cabinet ministers over a decade ago. But the reason that I intervened there was because we actually started seeing different outcomes. No one in cabinet made a decision that we would see that. It was Immigration New Zealand's arbitrary decision, and it just, you know, as I say, questionable as to whether or not it was in keeping. So I've asked for work to be done to get it back to the status quo.
Well, let's talk a bit about the zero carbon bill, because this has obviously been a huge thing. It's fantastic and an important step to have cross-party agreement around the zero carbon bill.
Yeah.
But what practical steps are going to follow this, especially once a climate commission set up?
And so, you know, you're right, this is a foundation piece of legislation. This helps us do all of the work to achieve our aspirations of, you know, sitting within 1.5 degrees of warming, and, you know, also making sure that we hit our target of being zero carbon by 2050. And so that requires, you know, things like carbon budgets. So we're setting up an independent climate commission to help us with that, to help set some of the different targets that we establish and our carbon budgeting. It's then up to us, of course, to make sure that we implement the policies that help us get there. So we've already got some of that in train. We've already, for instance, working on incentivising low emissions vehicles. We're already in train with trying to move to greater renewable use. And, of course, you will have heard the work we're doing on agricultural emissions. And so really it's about just setting a plan and sticking to it. We can't keep treating climate change like a political football. Mm-hmm. So I hope to get more consensus around some of the stuff we're doing, although there's a bit of a fight on some of the policies at the moment. So, you know, great that the opposition supported this bill, but now they have to support the initiatives that help make it real. So that'll be a challenge.
So under National, when we went to make our pledges for the Paris Agreement, there was quite a bit of criticism that our pledge of cutting our emission levels to 30% of what we were emitting back in 2005 just isn't enough. Does this support across the board, at least for pushing this across the line, indicate that we could be changing that commitment, maybe increasing it?
I think it's really important that what we've done with this legislation is say that actually everything we do now has to sit within the aspiration of warming being no more than 1.5 degrees, and we've embedded that into law, and our aspiration, of course, of becoming carbon neutral by 2050. Now, yes, we have a number of other targets that we've signed up to as part of the Paris Agreement, but we also now will have our independent climate commission who can contextualise those goals within New Zealand and within our specific emissions profile. And so that's why we've split out biogenic methane to enable them to say, well, actually, this is what you need to do with long-life gases, and this is what you need to do with short-life gases, and help us get on track to overall make sure that we are contributing to those two headline goals.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We really appreciate it. It's always great to speak to you every fortnight, so we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Talk soon. Cheers, bye.
Thanks very much.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.